Last time we started to discuss the principle of Kavush Hareu Kemavusha. This is the second half of Shmuel's statement on Kufi Dala from the base. The Gemara says, Damar Shmuel, Maliach Hareu Kerosach, and Kavush Hareu Kemavusha. So we asked, Lechora, these are two totally different principles. They are related to each other. They're both talking about a certain blia, a certain koach to be mavlia into ochel. Maliach, salting through the salt. Somehow there's a resicha through the salt, and that can be mavlia, that can cause an absorption into different ochlim. Kovish as well, soaking can cause an absorption. But what do they put together? Why does Shmuel put these two concepts together? So first we mentioned the Ran. The Ran says that he puts it together really to make a contrast. Maliach Ariel Kiroseach is not kemavusha. It's kiroseach d'tzli, as the Gemara says in Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. Maliach only is mavliach kedei klipa. It'll cause an absorption only into the outer shell of the meichel. But it's not mavliach bekula. And that's Shmuel's intention. Maliach Ariel Kiroseach Kovash Ariel kemavusha. He wants to contrast the two, that it is true, Maliach and Kovash, they both are mavliach, but they're mavliach differently. One is kedei klipa, one is bekula. So that's why he puts them together to contrast. But then we wanted to suggest something different. That maybe what Shmuel really is teaching us is that Kovush is like a Malicha Dikadin. Because of the Koach of the Melach, because of the Koach of the Charifus, that's what makes it Kemavushu. And he wants to connect Maliach to Kovush in order to teach us something about Kovush. What kinds of liquids does the Din of Kovush apply to? So we saw that that seems to be a Machlokas HaRishonim. Rashi writes, both in Chulin and in Psachim and other areas, he says Kovush is Bechometz. Vinegar, kovash bechometz. So the Beis Yosef was troubled. He quotes the Mordechai was troubled that Rashi seems to be against the Mishnah in Shavuos. The Mishnah says that you can have kovash b'shemen. There are other liquids that you can have kvisha. The effect of kovash in, we know the Gemara in Psachim says that you can have kovash in cholov. That's the Gemara that says that the chiddush of asav cholov is that the Torah lekulei yom it's mutam in atara, but ibashle b'shulei aser. That if you mavash the cholov in the basav in atara, it's aser. But if you kovesh it in the cholov yom shalem, so then it's going to be mutter. It sounds like it's mutter by basav cholov. It's mutter by basav cholov, but it will be aser by shari surim, right? Even though it's only in cholov. So it's the pilei plaim against Rashi. Rashi says that you can only have kovesh b'chometz. So we pointed out that the answer, lechora, is that there are different shiurim for kavush. When it comes to chala, when it comes to shemen, how long does it have to be kavush to have the din of kavush kemavushal? How long? Beis leis, right? It has to be at least 24 hours. That's the Rosh quotes from the Ritzvah. Beis leis is the normal shiur for kavush. But when it comes to chometz, because that's such a powerful element, that it's such a powerful liquid, so there you can have kavush much less than Me'es le'es. Even if it's Kadeshi, then while the Orv Yartiach Yascha Levashel, that's enough. Even if it's only 18 minutes, that's enough to be Mavliya Bakula. And if it's less than that, it'll even be Mavliya Kadei Klipa. How does that happen? How can you say that Kavush Bechometz, Kavush Bitsir, I should say, Rosh's example is Kavush Bitsir is a shorter shear. The Beis Yosef says, V'hu Adinami Chometz. Why should Kavush Bitsir be any different? So, l'chara, the answer is that kavush b'tzir gets its koach from the melach shebo. Maliach hareo kavaseh kavush hareo kemavushal. Why is a kavush kemavushal in such a short time if you're kavush b'tzir? Because there's melach in that liquid. And the melach makes the process of kavush occur in a shorter amount of time. So that's why even if it's not me'es le'es, nevertheless, you'll have this din of kavush hareo kemavushal. So Ken Zayin, it's possible that that's what Shmuel had in mind. Shmuel says, Maliach Harei Karoseh Kavush Harei Kemavusha. Why does he put Maliach together with Kavush? Because he wants to tell you that there is a din of Kavush that's even less than Me'es Le'es. If it's Kavush B'tzir, so then even if it's only 18 minutes, because of the Melach Shabbat, it'll have the Koach to be Mavliya B'kulo. So that's why he puts the two of them together, to show the connection between the two. It's interesting, Maliach Harei Karoseh, we don't find that that's ever more than Kedei Klipa. Right? It's only Kavush Harei Kemavushal. If it's a shear, so then it's going to be Mevashal Bekula. So that's quite an interesting thing. That even if the Kavush, even if the Koach of the Kvisha is based on the Melach, but it can be super Malicha. It can have even more Koach than the Melach itself. The Melach itself might not be Mavliya more than Kedei Klipa. But if it's Kavush Kashir, so then that can be Mavliya Bekula. So that's quite an interesting thing, that even though it comes from the koach of the melach itself, but it actually could be more powerful than it. The Beis Yosef adds that if it's true that Kavush Betzir can be in a shorter year of time, even if it's only Kadesh Yidenu Ala Arv Yatiyah V'yascha Levashel, so the same should hold true for Chometz. That's what he says. Misham Nilmod L'Chometz. And the Rashba, the Tshuvas HaRashba that the Beis Yosef quotes, also mentions Chometz. Now he talks about Dvarim HaCharifim, that the shorter shear of Kavush HaRekha Mevushel applies to all Dvarim HaCharifim. Beis Yosef definitely has it. The Rashba says, "Kol she'ein lo kiyua kibasa shishan b'mayim kodem malicha shina b'leim an adam gam ze pashad l'armin ala b'dvar macharifim kemelach v'chometz." Sounds like he applies it both to tzir and to chometz. The fact that the Rashba says it, so that's fine. But the Beis Yosef connecting tzir to chometz, it's a big chiddush, because the Beis Yosef already said up top. He quotes the Ritzba, quoting the Rush, who seems to say that Kavush b'chometz requires a Yom Shalem. He says, Kamayama b'chometz u'b'sheicha d'nachshve Kavush k'mavushal v'shamati b'shem Ritzvah d'imsho b'socho Yom Shalem e'es la'es Kavush u'boleya u'polei k'mavushal. So he's quoting from the Ritzvah, and he's talking about chometz, and nevertheless he says that it has to be Yom Shalem. So how can the Beis Yosef say, well, the Rosh had written Kavush Betzir, even if it's Kadesh Yidnanu Ala Arv Yatiyah V'yascha Levashel, even if it's only 18 minutes, that's sufficient. V'sham Nilmod L'chometz, Zok the Beis Yosef. V'sham Nilmod. The Rosh himself said that the Shir for Chometz is what? Meis Leis. It's Yom Shalem. It's really a Pella. Pella on the Beis Yosef. So that's the Shach's Kasha. The Shach is very troubled with this Beis Yosef. He says, "Da'asa mechaber ke harosh." This is the shach and simen kuf heisiv cotton base. Lechalik bein tzir u'shar dvar. The betzir la beinan sheyisha me'es la'es. The machmas resicha samelach da'ik sheyisha kdei sheinanu al arvi aschel lartiach. The mechaber is like the rush. The hishva din chometz letzir, and the shulchan aruch is mashva. He compares the din of chometz to tzir. V'teima frekte. The Shach, he quotes the Beis Yosef verbatim. Then he says, "V'tema darei Rosh Atzma kasev beferish beperek basu da'avodas kochavim da'af bechometz being a Yom Shalem." The Rosh says, "Beferish bechometz, you need me'es le'es, you need Yom Shalem." So what's going on over here? It's mamash apparel against the Beis Yosef. And the Shach often gives answers. He tries to explain, you know, what the Beis Yosef is saying. Here he goes off on his own. He says, "Obviously you have to be mechalek and say that this shorter shear really is only for tzir. It's not for chometz. Chometz taka requires a yom shalem, and without a yom shalem, it sounds like it's not going to do anything. It's not mavliya bekulo. It won't be mavliya kadei klipa either. It's tzonein betzonein. There's going to be no bliya at all. It's only mavliya at all if it's yom shalem. And then once it's yom shalem, then it'll be mavliya bekulo. That's the shach's maskana against the Beis Yosef. So this shach is very, very important." It was important. It was quoted Lemaisa a number of years ago. It used to be that the minig was, the way that they took bugs off the romaine lettuce was by putting romaine lettuce into vinegar, like a solution of water and a little bit of vinegar. They thought that would like stun the bugs and cause them to fall off the lettuce leaves. So some pointed out, how is it mutter to do that? The Gemara in Psachim says that one can't be yotze the mitzvah of maror with yerek that's kavush. It can't be kavush, it can't be shalok, mavushal, it can't be cooked, it can't be pickled, it can't be soaked. So if you're going to soak the yerek in chometz, no one's going to soak the yerek for a yom shalom, but you're going to soak it for more than 18 minutes maybe, right? You'll soak it for some amount of time. Or maybe if you're not going to soak it for more than 18 minutes, but you'll soak it for 5 minutes, a certain amount of time, right? So if you hold that kavush by chometz, like the Beis Yosef, if you say kavush by chometz is the same as the shir for kavush by tzir, it doesn't require yom sholem, but even if it's only 18 minutes, it's going to be a problem, and it's going to be mavliya bakulo. So if you hold like that, then what should come out is that if it's less than the 18 minutes, what should it do? It should be mavliya kadei klipa. It still accomplishes something. It still is called kavush, even less than 18 minutes. It's just, it's not called kavush completely. It's mavliya bakulo unless it's 18 minutes. If you're going to compare chometz to tzir, then it turns out that even less than 18 minutes, there is some kind of din kavush that's chal, at least on the klipa of the yerek. That should be a big problem. Here, you're trying to introduce the chametz, to put the romaine lettuce into a solution of water and vinegar in order to solve the bug issue, which is a chashash. It's not even so clear. Many people have checked romaine lettuce for many years. They never found the bug. It depends. It depends if it's infested, if it's not infested. There are lettuce heads that are not going to have bugs in them. So it's only a chashash ba'alma. So you're jumping from the frying pan into the fire. Right? That you're solving a problem that might be a problem, that might not be a problem. And here you're definitely going to have a problem, because once the yerek is kovish, then you can't be yotze the mitzvah with that yerek. And if you compare chometz to tzir, it's going to be kovish, because you're certainly going to leave it in there for some amount of time. So it's going to be kovish. It should be a problem. So some mentioned, but according to the Shach, this din of kovish, this short ashir of kovish, applies only by tzir, not by chometz. He says, if you look at the source of this din, it's a rush. And the Rosh is only talking about Tzir, he's not talking about Chometz. The Rosh himself says the Kavosh B'Chometz is only B'Yom Shalom. If it's only B'Yom Shalom, there should be a problem. No one's going to leave the Roman lettuce in there for Yom Shalom. I, the Mechaber. The Mechaber is a problem. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a problem. Because he assumes that Chometz and Tzir are comparable. And if they're comparable, then what should emerge is that even if you're not Kovesh, the Roman lettuce, in there for 18 minutes, even a little bit of time, it's still Mavliya Kedei Klipa. It still creates some kind of a bliya. There still is a din kavush b'miktsas. So kavush b'miktsas is also going to be a problem. So it's taka problem. It's taka problem. According to the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure what the answer is. Some quote from the Vilna Gaon. I didn't assign this to you, but some quote from the Vilna Gaon, right here in Shulchan Aruch. Gaon is a very interesting read of this Shulchan Aruch. Take a look for a moment. In page 5, the Bira Agra in Sifkot Yud, he says, "Ubepachos mishir zeh lo neser ela kedei klipa." Less than the shir kedei shidanu ala arvi akiyah v'yasta levashel. It's not going to be mavliya b'kula, but it's neser kedei klipa. He says, "Ken kasav harash v'perik kol abasa sham zeh l'shono midin maliach k'roseach d'tzli dein tzarech ela klipa." The Rosh in Chulin says that less than that shir, it's mavliya only kedei klipa. Zok to bir agav v'zeh vaday af l'dasa shulchan aruch lo koy ela atzir. Even according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's only talking about Seir, but it's going to happen even Miyad. Even immediately it'll be Mavliya Kedei Klipa. But it's only talking about Seir. What's the Gra talking about? Well, what's he referring to? Even like the Shulchan Aruch, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, who says that Chometz is like Seir, the comparison was not about less than Kadesh Yidnenu Al Pa'ur, less than 18 minutes. That wasn't the comparison. The comparison was, if you're kovish b'chometz, chometz is like tzir. If you're kovish for the shear of 18 minutes, then it'll be mavliya b'kulo. But less than 18 minutes by chometz is garnish. That's how the Gaon is learning the Shulchan Aruch. The whole comparison was only le'inyan what? Le'inyan the full shear. Not yom shalem, but the full shear for tzir. So chometz shares that din, that if you put it in there for the full shear of chometz, then it also is going to be mavliya b'kulo. But kedei klipa, this chumra of kedei klipa, if it's less than the shear, that applies only to tzir, says the Gaon. According to the Gaon, it's gevaldik. Then we wouldn't have a problem neither lefi the Shach nor lefi the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Shach, there's no problem because he holds that chometz requires the yom shalom to create any kind of din kovish. And that they're not going to do. They're not going to put the roman lettuce into chometz for a day. Right, but even according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you take the Gaon's understanding, he holds it. If you keep it in there for less than 18 minutes, it's not going to be mavliya kedei klipa by chometz. It's only going to do that by tzir. So that's great. If you use chometz, then you could keep it in there for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes. It's fine. As long as 15 minutes, it's fine. As long as it's not 18 minutes, it shouldn't be a problem. There are those who have a shorter shear than 18 minutes. Some say maybe 6 minutes is the shear, but 5 minutes is certainly not the shear. That's if you keep it in there for only 5 minutes, it shouldn't be a problem. The problem with the Gaon is that what the Beis Yosef says? Beis Yosef says, "Umisham nilmod lekavush bechometz sha'at sheyisha kashir zeh eino oser ela kedei klipa." The Beis Yosef says that learn from kavush b'tzir to kavush bechometz that if it's less than the shear, it only asks kedei klipa. It sounds like the ikar comparison between chometz and seir is the fact that if it's less than the shear, it's going to aser kedei klipa. Not like the Gaon, that the ikar comparison is only that if it is the shear, even though it's not a yom sholem, it will aser bekula. I'm not sure. I didn't fully understand the Bira Agra. It's really a chidush, chidush in Biragra. So I would say, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Taka is a problem. The Shulchan Aruch seems to compare chometz tzitzit. So it really would be a problem. Nowadays, they began to realize that it's probably better not to put the Roman lettuce into the vinegar, because what happens is when you stun the bug, so they dig into the lettuce. So it's actually harder to get them off. So what they've learned is the best way to get the bugs off the Roman lettuce is just to put a little bit of a light soapy solution and to stick it in that a little bit, and then to put it under running water. Yeah, I mean, obviously you have to take off the soap, but to put it under running water, that's apparently enough to take the bugs off. That's how people clean the lettuce nowadays. They don't know, no one uses vinegar anymore. But for a time, they thought that vinegar was the right way to go. But some people pointed out, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's going to be a problem. If you make it like the Shach, it's not an issue, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, it should be a problem. Okay, questions? Okay. This is as far as what liquid do you have to be kovish in order to create some kind of a problem? An issur v'hepted problem. What's the lashon of Shmuel? Kovush hareu kemevushim. He doesn't say kovush harehu kiroseach demevushim. Harehu mavliya b'kul. He says kovush hareu kemevushim. So the question that some of the achronim address is, how literally should we take that equation? Till now, we've talked about kavush hareu kemevushel, the Indian belief. It's mavliya bakulo, just like bishul. Maliach hareu kiroseach means kiroseach d'tzli. It's not kemevushel, it's not mavliya bakulo. So we thought that the contrast is between being mavliya kadei klipa, mavliya bakulo. It's all gabi blias. But halodavahu, it's interesting that his lashon is hareu kemevushel, kavush is kemevushel, soaking is like bishul. Bishul? Why would I call it bishul? It's only about blia, no? It's only about Bliya. We know it's not Bishul Mamish. Give me a halacha that we saw the Rishonim say Beferish, it's not Bishul Mamish. That the Gemara says it's not Bishul Mamish, Yami? Basavachala, exactly. Basavachala. Torale kule yama muta. Right? Torale kule yama shari. So you see clearly, Le'inyan Bishul Basavachala of Kavish is not Kimavushal. And yet Shmuel says Kavish is Kimavushal. So what's going on? Well, just one second. It's kemevushal, the Indian said that it's mavliya b'kulo, that we know. Right? So, kovush hareo kemevushal. It's mavliya b'kulo. Right? It's kebishal, the Indian that it's mavliya b'kulo. Not kibishul, the inyan basav b'chalav. Right, itarulei, etc. So what is it? Why does he use the lashon of bishul? If it's not kibishul, so why does he use the lashon of bishul over here? So do we find other areas where the mefarshim take a stand on whether kavush really is dino kibishul? Is it just a din of Belia, but Shmuel just uses this lashon to contrast with Roseach Tzli? But it's really just a Belia de kahalacha. The kavush is taka mavliya bakulo. Is that the only halacha that it's like bishul, or maybe there are other halachas as well? Leaning pasuk b'cholav, it's not bishul because the pasuk says lo suvasho gadi b'chalev imo. For that, it's not enough to have a din bishul. You need bishul mamish. But maybe there's a din bishul for other halachas. Or should we say, no, kavush is not kemevushal b'chlal. It's dino kebishal, only le'inyan that it's mavliya b'kulo, but it's not really bishal. It's only le'inyan the b'liya. What's the din? Do you say that kavush is really like bishal? It really shares the halachas of bishal? Or do we say that it doesn't share the halachas of bishal? So here we find a major discussion in the poskim. Poskim, Rishonim, Achronim, different mefarshim. The first place that the Achronim point to is the Ramah. The Ramah in Simen Kufay and Sifal. Ramah in Source 4 in the packet number 25. Ramah says, V'chol makom da'amin en kovosh kemevushal, afilu ma shechutz l'kvisha osa, da'ayidei ha'kvisha shalamata mefapeh l'mala kemo bevishu. V'yesh mekilin b'mashe b'chutz. The Ramah quotes 2 days. What's the din? Let's say you're soaking a piece of meat, let's say. You're soaking a piece of meat in some liquid that's awesome. A liquid that's awesome. Yayin esach. Some other liquid that's awesome. Arla. I don't know. Some kind of issa. And you're soaking it. So what happens if the meat sticks out a little bit from the liquid, from the mekvisha? Now be careful. We had a case where you had the tipas cholov that falls on the basar, and then you have basar on top of basar, and we were figuring out the tipas cholov is going to be mavli into the basar, and then does it go into the rotev, etc. So that's very different. That we're talking about coming from the outside. Here we're saying that you're soaking it in the water, right? The iser is from the water itself, the mekvisha. So now the question is, if you have a piece of meat, right, or something soaking in this water, but part of the item that's soaking in the water is sticking out from beyond the water, is the din of kavush going to be mavliya even into that area? Right, you have your piece of meat or something like that, right? Is it going to be mavliya here, chutz l'me'ak fish? Now, if you talk about bishul, that certainly happens. If you're cooking something in the pot, there's issa v'heter in the pot, and part of it is sticking outside, it will be mefapeya there, it will be mavliya there. It does transfer to outside. But we're not talking about the tipa falling in here, only touching here, and the question is, does it go below the water level there? That's different. It's coming from the outside, so the tipa is not hot. But if you have something coming from the inside, and it's hot, and it's rotev, etc., of course it's going to be mefapeya to the outside. And the question is, by kavush, is that going to happen? Do you say that the mekvisha are going to be mefapeya in this chaticha from inside the liquid, from inside the mekvisha to outside? What do you say? No, that only what's inside the mekvisha, that's going to be affected by the kavush, and what's outside is not going to be affected. So the Ramah quotes 2 days. The first day it says that kavush kemevushal mamish. That's what he says. It's dino kabishol. So if it's dino kabishol, it looks like by bishol, it'll be mefapeya to outside of the rotev. So too, it'll be mefapeya to outside of the mekvisha. V'yesh mekilim b'mashe b'chutz. Then he says, there are those who are mekel with what's on the outside. So what's the machlokes the 2 days? So at first glance, you'd say that the mekilim hold that kavush is not kabishol mamish. It's mavliya b'kula, but it's not kabishol mamish. This idea that you can be mefapeya from inside the rotev to outside, that's true by bishul, but who says it's true by kavush? That's what you could say. You could say the machlokas is kavush really kavishal? Is it dino kavishal? Is it not kavishal? Is it kavishal only le'in that it's mavliya b'kulo? Or do you say it's kavishal and it will even affect what's chutz l'mei hakvisha? That's what you could say. It's not muchuch to say like that, because if you look at the Vilna Gaon, for example, if you look at Zion in the Bir Agra, he says, v'yesh mekilin d'larminan kavush kemavushal ela mashu kavush. We don't say kavush kemavushal except what is kavush. What's the Gaon saying? He's not saying the machlokas is kavush kemavushal or is it not kemavushal. He says, no, kavush is kemavushal. We'll see, there are other halachas for which kavush is taka kemavushal. The shaila is, what is kavush? Those who are mekel say, what's outside of the mekvisha is not kavush. It's one thing to say that if you have a pot on the fire and it's cooking, then what's outside of the rotev is also cooking in the pot. As part of it, it has the hevel from the pot, so it's cooking in the pot, that's bishal. But what's outside of the mekvisha, that's not being kavush. This part is being kavush. This part is not being kavush. So it could be that those who are mekel are not saying that kavush is not dino kavishal. Maybe it is dino kavishal. For other halachas, we'll see. Maybe it is dino kavishal. They're just saying what's outside of the mekvisha is not kemavushal because it's not kavush, so there's nothing to talk about. But the simple pshat is that the 2 days are really arguing whether kavush is dino kavishal mamish or no. It's like bishal in Indian that it's mavliya bakula, but it's not really dino kavishal. This is issue number one. What's another issue? Dam shekovsha. Let's say you have dam that you're kovish. Dam that you're kovish. The Gemara Menachos on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph Gemara writes, "Damer Ziri Amar Reb Chanina Dam Shebishlo Eino Over Olav." Chanina has this halacha that dam shebishlo, if you cook dam, there's no iser dam. It changes the heftza from dam, and you're not going to violate the iser. You're not going to get malchus. You're not going to violate the iser. Dam shebishlo, says the Rashi, bein the chulin bein the kodshim the achlo ain't over olam. Why not? Why shouldn't you be over on dam shebishlo? It's still dam. Like, chemically, it's still dam. So why should dam shebishlo change everything? So he says, interestingly, the halachiva Torah ela ladam haroy lekapara. Dam, I call dam lo sochelo. What does it mean, call dam lo sochelo? Dam that's roy to be put on the mizbeach. So that you're not allowed to eat. But if it's not roy to be put on the mizbeach, there's no issur dam. So once it's nisbashal, you can't put it on the mizbeach. It's not roy lekapara. Dam kodshim yishabishlo lo chazil lemilsev enofa mitoras dam. Dam kachim shabishl is not roy lekapar. It's not right to be put on the mizbeah. So zav zeiri ain't no over olav. You're not going to violate the iser dam. It's dam chemically, but since it's not roy lekapara, you're not going to violate the iser dam. So what's the din of dam shekavsham? Let's say you have dam, and the dam is somehow soaked in other liquid. I don't know. It's no sin tam. It's partially dam, partially other things, but it's soaked for 24 hours, let's say. Right? And then you eat this mixture, tam ke iker deraisa, let's say, whatever. You have dam, lach balach. It's a mixture with dam in it, so would you violate the issa if you eat that dam? Maybe you say it, dam shekovsho, once it's soaked in something else, so then it's like dam shebishlo, kovash areo kemavosho, once it's dam shebishlo, so then you it's not roy on the mizbeach anyway, so then you're not going to violate the issa dam. What's the din of dam shekovsho? So comes the Prima Gadim. In Sur 6. He says, Kovushu rak mavliya, mafled umavliya. Lo mevashel mamsh. He says, beferish. He takes a stand on the Chakir. The Prima Gadim says, Kovush is mafled umavliya, but it's not mevashel mamsh. What's an afkamina? An afkamina dam hayotse al yidei kvisha doraisa. He said, his example is not what I said, lach balach. He says, let's say you have a piece of meat. A piece of meat that wasn't salted. And you kovish the piece of meat inside liquid. And dam comes out of the meat. Dam comes out of the meat. You kovish it in water even. Right? You kovish it meis leis in water and dam comes out of the meat. Now the question is, if you drink that water, right? If you eat the meat with the dam on top of it, is that a problem? Zot b'im gadim. It's a problem. It's Dorais. It's not Dam Shebishlo. Dam Shekovsho, Zokta Prima Gadim, is not Dam Shebishlo. You would violate the Issa Dam on Dam Shekovsho as well. And the Prima Gadim says, Umashachutz l'kvisha shara. What's outside of the water of the kvisha, this is outside of the bracket that I gave you to read. Umashachutz l'kvisha shara, he says, the part of the meat, the part of the maichel that's outside of the mikvisha, is mutter. He's putting the two together. Right? The Prima Gadim says, Dam Shekovsho is taka still a deraisa, still an issa deraisa. It's not like Dam Shebishla. Umashachutz lekvisha shari. He seems to be saying that the daya that holds Mashachutz lemea kvisha is mutter is because he holds it's not kimavushal mamish. The two go hand in hand. The two go hand in hand. Nafkamina. That first of all, what's the status of the area that's chutz l'mei kvisha? What's the status of the area, right, chutz l'mei kvisha? Right, gechelek hamaychol shechutz l'mei kvisha. And the second nafkamina is dam shekovsha. Right? Is Dino, is it still Daraisa, or do we not say that it's Daraisa? It's taka interesting. It's interesting. The Prima Gadim says, well, Dam Shekovsho is still Daraisa. What's the din of Dam Shemilcho? Dam Shebishlo, ain't no overall of it's not Daraisa. Dam Shekovsho, the Prima Gadim says, is not Kedishlo. And how about Dam Shemilcho? What's it then? Who takes a stand on that? Where? The Gemara Menachos. Where does the Gemara say this? Rashi quotes it. Where does the Gemara say it? Kevin the Malchay, Nafik Levi, Torah's done. Rashi says, Malia Hareu Kiroseach, Dam Shemilcho, Eino over Olav. So just one second. So Kovush is not like Bishl. Dam Shebishlo is not a Daraisa. Dam Shekovsho is a Daraisa. But I understand, why is it worse than Dam Shemilcho? Why is it worse than Dam Shemilcho? Dam Shemilcho also loses the status of Dam. So why should Dam Shekovsho be any different? So the stomach of the Prima Gadol is not, yeah.
Didn't you say one time that Malicha, that when you're do Malicha with Dam, like the Dam could be, the Malach could be Mafa the Dam, but then, I mean, you know, Malicha the Dam, but never Mafa the Dam? Didn't you actually have said that one?
No, but if you're Moleach Basar, there's no question that the Malach is going to draw the blood out, right? And that Dam certainly is under the influence of that. Of the melech, right? So that is dam shemilcho. Now, dam shemilcho is the melech that draws out the dam. Is kiroseach? The Gemara says dam shemilcho is not roy to be brought on the mizbeach, and you're not going to violate the yisod arayis of dam. But how about dam shekovsho? Is dam shekovsho dam shemilcho? Is dam shekovsho the same as dam shemilcho? What type of dam shekovsho should be like dam shemilcho? Dam shekovsho be? Betzir, exactly. Who said that? All right, good. Right, maybe the Prima Gadol is talking about dam shekovsho b'shar mashkin. En chanami, dam shekovsho betzir, even if it's not dam shebishlo, but it's dam shemilcho, so you're still not going to violate the yisod arayis of dam. But dam shekovsho b'shar mashkin is not dam shemilcho. There's no melech over there. So there's no melech over there, so after Prima Gadol, the yisod arayis remains. Okay, that's what the Prima Gadol Lachor is saying. Dam Shebishlo, there's no Daraisa. That's the Gemara. Dam Shemilcho also, there's no Isadam Daraisa. But Dam Shekovsho, Bishar Mashkim, Zok the Prima Gadol, even though Kovosh Harel Kemavushal, it's not Kemavushal, it's a misnomer. It means it's Kemavushal, Le'inyin what? Le'inyin Belia, Mavlia Bakula. That's not enough Gemina, that everyone says. It's Kevishal, Le'inyin that it's Mavlia Bakula. But it's not kibishlo le'inyan that the Issa Daraisa doesn't apply. Right? Is it still an Issa Daraisa or not? That's the shaila. That's the shaila. That's the second issue, the second nafkamina. Perhaps the most celebrated nafkamina in this shaila relates to Hilchos Shabbos. It's kovash kimavushal. Is it really kimavushal and a din bishal, or are we just talking about bleis over here? Shabbos, kovush kimavushal. What are we talking about? So, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos has a famous halacha. That's what we spoke about at the lunch meeting. Oh. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Beis, halacha yud. The Rambam is talking about putting salt in different mixtures. So he says, "Mutar l'mloach beitza." You can salt an egg on Shabbos. People like to eat eggs with salt. Avol tznonu chiyotze bozok the Rambam asa, but you're not allowed to salt a radish. Right? Did you ever salt a radish? Older people like to salt radishes and other things. They used to eat everything with salt. I know people who they salt everything. They salt their horse, their gefilte fish, and they'll salt their radishes and their vegetables. And it's everything. They salt everything. It's unbelievable. That's how they were used to in Europe, I guess. Anyway, so on Shabbos, the Rambam says you can't salt the radishes. Can't salt the radish. Why not? What's the problem? Also, mebeshenira kekovish kevoshim b'Shabbos, because it looks like you're pickling on Shabbos. Right? Pickling, soaking, meaning soaking in a brine that you can't do on Shabbos. Why can't you pickle? What's the problem with pickling? You get yourself in a pickle. Someone who pickles on Shabbos is also because it's nira kimavashal. It's kimavashal. Kimavashal. I shouldn't say nira kimavashal. I shouldn't add words to the Rambam. He says, mibneshu kimavashal. That's his loshen. Wow, there's a lot here. The Rambam says that you're not allowed to salt the tznon on Shabbos because it's nearer kakovish kvashim b'Shabbos, and kovish is asim ibn eshu kimavashel. So comes the place and says, is kovish an issa darais on Shabbos or is it only an issa darabanan? What do you think? What do you think? Bring me a raya from the lashon of the Rambam and bring me a raya from the svara of the Rambam. Okay, now I want to hear you. Is kovish on Shabbos an issa daraisa according to the Rambam, or is it an issa darabanan? Bring me a raya from the lashon of the Rambam, and bring me a raya from the svar of the Rambam.
It's an issa darabanan because he says that you can salt the egg on Shabbos.
But salting the egg is not salting the tznon. Salting the egg is not pickling. Salting the tznon is like pickling, even without a liquid, right? It's like pickling. So pickling somehow is different than salting the egg. Is it daraisa or is it only darabanan?
Jacob.
Why is it the rice in the
sfar?
Xerilixer, exactly. If kovish is only an issa derabanan on Shabbos, so why is it usser to be moleach the tznon? It's usser to salt the tznon because it's nearer to kovish. If kovish itself is only an issa derabanan, it's doch a xerilixer. So from the svar of the Rambam, it sounds like kovish has to be derabanan. It has to be deraisa, excuse me. Just checking to see if you were listening. Yeah, sure. Right? It has to be deraisa. Deraisa. If not, it's exera. Who says that? That's the placey. What's the problem with that? The problem is the lashon of the Rambam. The problem is the context of the Rambam. What do I mean? What's the lashon of the Rambam?
Awesome.
Okay, Osir, you're right. Osir, okay, but you know, Osir doesn't necessarily mean Darabonim. Doesn't necessarily mean Daraisa. It can mean either one. But more. Friend.
It says Kimavashel.
Kimavashel, exactly. Kim. Doesn't say it's a tolda of Vishal. He says it's Osir Kimavashel. Now, I took out the word near. Did I take out the word near? Yes, I took out the word near. Snown, salting snown is nearer kakovish kavashim. But then he says, akovish asum ibnei shu kimavashim. Doesn't say nearer kimavashim. If he said nearer kimavashim, I would have given it away. The Rambam's not going to hear. Let's make it a little bit complicated. Right? Kimavashim, that's enough. He doesn't have to say nearer kimavashim. It's the same thing. Kimavashim, it's like Vishal. Zavtuchot masadam. The Rambam doesn't hold that it's the rice. He holds it's the rabbanah. Just look at his lashon, kimavashim. What's more, where's this Rambam? In Perikhov base. It's not in Hilchas Bishul. Hilchas Bishul is in Perek what? Perek Tes. The Rambam puts this halacha in the Shvusim, in Perek Chav Beis. So the Chachmas Adam, you see from the Rambam's context that it's not Daraisa. That's a shafkat. I like that. That's very sharp. The place he says, Ulam hu b'Perek Chav Beis, Mehilchas Shabbos halacha Yud Kosav, Hakovish b'Shabbos asur shukin avashel, Umashma Shom Mehatorah. It sounds like it's Daraisa. So what's the place he's saying? If it wouldn't be Daraisa, it would be Doch Gzera L'Gzera. Comes the Chachmas Adam and says it can't be Daraisa. Why is it not Daraisa? He says, look, first of all, I would say it can't be Daraisa because it's not told us Eish. It's not told us Eish. This is not a derivative of fire. Right? Bishul is always a told us Eish, says the Chachmas Adam. It's not a derivative of fire. You say kimavushel von heim bis morgen. There's no tolas esh over here. How can that be bishul? He says, what's more, he says the havi kimavasha mitzvah lomar asalasas came with the rabbanon. Sounds like it's the rabbanon. What's the chacham asadam picking up on kimavasha? Ephraim's deal. He says the krasiu place is simcha fek shogag vazeh the sover the minatorah kosev around the usher. The horaya shelo kosa beperek tes ala kosa beperek hashvusim. The crazy place Dr. Homas Adam is mistaken because the Rambam wrote this in the Shvusim in Perek Chav Beis, not in Perek Tes, not in Bishul Daraisa. It sounds like it's only the Rabbonim. Ay, gzera l'gzera. The place's comment is a good comment. No, he's right. He's right. Jacob Dow is right. What's the Chachmas Adam going to say? It's really a pella. The Chachmas Adam will have to say, we don't find the Bishul Daraisa if it's not told us Eish. Okay, but the fact is, kavush kemevushel is a din. It's a din. Normally, bishul, if it's not told the sage, so then it's not going to be bishul. But if kavush is kemevushel in kol haTorah kula, so then in Shabbos as well, even if it's not dumi de mishka, if it's not told the sage, it's not dumi de mishka. But because kavush kemevushel is a din, it'll have to be a tolda of bishul. It's a tolda of bishul, even though it's not tolda seish. Apparently, it breaks the rules. It's kimavushal. We find it's kimavushal in many other areas. So in Shabbos as well, it'll have to be kimavushal. So it's the exception, even though it's not tolda seish. It'll be the exception. It'll have to be kimavushal. Aye, the lashon of the Rambam and the fact that he puts it in the shvusin, that's takashver against the placing. There's really nothing you can do about that. That those are the chachmasadim's rayas against the placing. Right. But the placey will have to somehow say that it's dino kibishul. It's dino kibishul, even though it breaks the rules. It's not told as esh. It really shouldn't be like bishul on Shabbos. It's not dumi the mishka. It's not dumi the bishul of mishka. But there's nothing to do. This is another area where we find the discussion whether kavush is kimavushul mamish or it's not kimavushul. Hilchos Shabbos. Kavush kimavushul on Shabbos. If it's only kimavushal, meaning that it's mavliya bakulo, so then obviously there's nothing to talk about on Shabbos. It's not going to be kimavushal. We're not talking about blias. Who cares about blias? We want to talk about a din bishul. So the question is it really a din bishul? Is it not a din bishul? The place he says from the Rambam, it sounds like it really is a din bishul. It really is a din bishul. What would the Rambam hold about the area that's chutz lamekvisha? What would the Rambam hold about the area that's chutz lamekvisha? According to the Plessy. What do you think? Unclear. Why is it unclear? What would the Rambam hold about the area that's chutz l'mekvisha, Josh?
You could even hold that it's mutter because it's not kavush.
You say, like the gong, that the area that's outside of the mekvisha is not kavush. So if it's not kavush, then it's not going to asa. Or he could hold like the other pshat, right? That if kavush is kimavushal, then it has to be like bishul. It'll have to ask even the area that's outside the mekvisha. So it's not, again, the first nafkamina is not muchruch, right? But lechora in dam shekovsho, the Rambam will have to say that if you hold like the placey that it's kimavushal minat Torah, so then you're not gonna be over on dam shekovsho. But you see how they all come together. Yeah, all the different nafkaminas have to come together. The Rav wanted to suggest a very beautiful idea. He wanted to say, is kavush kemevushal? Is it not kemevushal? Is it really kemevushal? Is it not really kemevushal? He said, maybe it depends on the type of kavush that you're doing. Maybe it should depend on the type of kavush. What do you mean? Well, we had different types of kavush, right? Me'es le'es, yom shalem. Right? That's the basic type of kavush. And then we have kavush b'chometz uvetzir. Kavush k'shidenu ala or v'yaschil la'tiach levasha, 18 minutes. Two different shiurim and kavush. Dr. Rav, maybe it could be mechalik between the two shiurim. Maybe if it's kavush kiyom shalim, that's mamish kimevushal. That's mamish kimevushal. For bishul b'shabes, for dam shekavsho. The truth is, you don't have to say, even if you hold by dam shekavsho that kavush is kimevushal, you don't have to say by bishul b'shabes that it's kimevushal. Because you could say Shabbos is a totally different realm. If it's not told as Eish, then it's not going to become a bushel anyway. Right? So it's not, you have to work on these nafkaminas, and it's not so clear that they all line up perfectly. But they definitely are issues that hinge on this question. Comes the Rav and says, maybe if it's Kavsho Yom Sholem, that's Kimavushel Mamish. But maybe if it's only Kavush B'tzira B'chomez, if it's less than the Yom Sholem, it's the shorter shear, there might be Mavliya B'kula, but it's not Kimavushel Mamish. How do we know? What's the Rav? Where does he come off to say this? So he says, L'chora, that's the pshat in a cryptic Rambam. A cryptic Rambam in all places in Hilchas Malicha. Which Rambam? Who Rambam? Let's look at this together. It's really a very beautiful shtickle Torah that the Rav says. It's published in the Sefer. This is in Shiurei HaRav in Simen Memches. He writes like this. Let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Malicha in Simen Samach Tes, in page 9. In Siv Yud Aleph, He says, "Basar shenisbar shel below malicha tzar shiyeh betav shel shishim keneged osa basar va'oz mutar akol." The Shulchan Aruch teaches us a very important halacha. We know that you have to salt the basar in order to take out the dam from inside the basar. What happens if you cook the basar without salting it? Okay, so whatever you cooked is going to be osa because dam came out. Right, dam is going to come out of the basar as a result of the cooking. But let's say you salt the basar now, so can you eat the basar itself? So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, no, once you cook the basar, you can't solve the problem, even if you salt it afterwards. Because once you cook it, then the pores somehow change, and the salt is somehow, you know, it's locked inside the basar, and it's not going to come out, even if you salt the basar. That's the yisod. That's what the Shulchan Aruch has. So comes the Ramah in Siman Ayin, and he says, okay, now that you told me that basar shelo nimlach, if you didn't do malicha on the basa, but you cooked the basa, malicha is no longer going to help you with the basa. So what's the din if it's kavash? What's the din if the basa is nichbash? It wasn't nimlach, it was nichbash. Do we say kavash kemavushal and now malicha is not going to help this basa? It's not going to be motzi the dam? Or not? That's the shiloh. That's the fourth shiloh over here. Basa shenichbash. What's the din? Do we say that the later malicha can be motzi the dam? Basar shenimlach kodem malicha, ve'achakach nimlach. Right, so the dam was not removed, then you did the kvisha, and then malicha. Will that malicha, after the kvisha, be motzi the dam or not motzi the dam? Comes the Ramah. It says in page 10, V'chol shekeinim lo nimlach klal, tafilim nafal l'tzir mamish ein lo asa. Let's say the basa was not nimlach, it wasn't salted, and it falls into tzir, falls into some kind of salty brine. Ein lo asa. Ein lo asa. You shouldn't asa the meat. Daminan, al yidei sheyiflo dam bidei yiflo gam ma shebola mimakom acher. Why would you asa? Meaning if it falls into tzir, it falls into some kind of brine that has dam inside of it. So there's no problem, because if you do a malicha to this basar afterwards, it'll be motzi the dam inside the basar. So it'll be motzi whatever was nivla from the, whatever was bolea from the tzir, says the Ramah. Ba'afilu nimlach ha-basar v'losho adayin shim malicha v'nafal tzir, yesh lahatir, imu nichbash besocho yom sholim. Zok the Ramah, let's say you even started the process. Let's say the basar was nimlach, but it wasn't shohe shir malicha. It has to stay in the melech a certain shir in order to be motzi all the dam, in order to be maflit the dam. So let's say you didn't finish the process. You started the process, but you didn't finish it. And then it falls into the tzir. Zokter Ramah, you could be matir. Im lo nichbash besocho yom shalem. As long as it's not kavash in the tzir, yom shalem, it's not a problem. That's what the Ramah says. If it's nichbash besocho yom shalem, then it's going to be a problem. If it's not nichbash besocho yom shalem, then it's going to be okay. So you see that the Ramah does say that Kavush is kemavushal. When is it kemavushal? If it's nichbash besocho yom sholem, then it's going to be a problem. So Frek the Taz, what do you mean nichbash besocho yom sholem? We're talking about tzir. We're talking about tzir over here. Isn't the shear of kavush by tzir much shorter than yom sholem? What's the Ramah talking about? It's really a pella. Tamua huli Frek the Taz, dim nichbash yom sholem, ma'ir yatzir, afilu mayim nami hava osa, the kavush are kemavushal, kede isa besimin, samach tesif tax. Zok the Taz, if it's kavush besocho yom sholem, so then of course it's going to be a problem. Kavush yom sholem, you don't need tzir. Over here we're talking about tzir. So what do you need yom sholem for? Okay, I understand. If it's not kavush and tzir, then it's only going to be a problem if it's yom sholem. If it's kavush but tzir, then even 18 minutes should be a problem. Zok the Taz, skipping down to the bottom, the kimedum is a tov sofer yesh kan hach yom sholem. He thinks it's a tov sofer in this Rambam. So the Taz, I think there's a Tos Sofer in the Ramah. He's so bothered with this kasha that he says the Tos Sofer. The Ramah really should say that in lo nichbash besocho shir kvisha. So then, you can still save the basa. If you salt the basa afterwards, you'll be able to serve it. To save it, all the dam is going to come out. But nichbash besocho shir kvisha in the tzir. 18 minutes, it's fa'falan, it's lost. There's no way to save it anymore. Because once it's nisbashel, you can't save the bus. Even if you'll salt the bus, the dam's not going to come out. So if it falls into tzir, the sheer kavush is not Yom Shalem, says the Taz, it's the shorter shear. Just like we said, the Shulchan Aruch said. The Ramad didn't argue with that. It's a shorter shear, so the same thing should be true over here. Comes the Shach and says, no. Maybe the Ramad is bedavka. It's not a tall sofer in the Ramad. When did we say that kavush is kemevushal in seer, the shortest man? That's only le'inyan zeh, that it's going to be mavliya. It's going to be mavliya. For other mili, it's going to be mavliya if it's kavush in the tzir 18 minutes, then it's mavliya bakulo. It's not kedei klipa, it's mavliya bakulo. Just like if it's kavush in shar mashkim yom shalem, but in this halacha that it's kimavushal mamish, right? This din that even if the basar is not nimlach, it's not salted, right? And then you cook the basar and you salt it later. It's not going to help. The salting later is not going to help because once you cook it, it's locked in. It's really mavushal. So that halacha that kavush should be kimavushal mamish le'inyan zeh that a future Melicha is not going to work to be motzi the dam. That's only if it's kavush b'socho yom shalem. But why? I thought we said kavush b'tzir has a different shear. No, kavush b'tzir has a different shear. Kavush b'tzir has a different shear le'inyin b'liya. It's mavliya b'kulo with the lesser shear. But it's not kemavushal mamish. No, when we say kavush kemavushal, it's kemavushal le'inyin that it's mavliya b'kulo with the lesser shear. But it's not kemavushal mamish unless it's kavush besocha liquid yom shalem. Even betzir, right? Even though kavush betzir has a shorter zman, it has a shorter zman for blia, but it doesn't have a shorter zman for the shame bishul. Dr. Shach, if it doesn't have a shorter zman for the shame bishul, then we understand that the basa can still be saved if you salt it later, and it wasn't nichbash besocha tzir yom shalem. You'll be able to save it because it's not kemavushal. It's not kemavushal. It's not bliya bakula, but it's not kemavushal. If it's not kemavushal, then you'll be able to save it. You'll be able to salt it, and the dam's going to come out. So there are several nafkamina to this shayla where the kavush is really kemavushal al pidin, right? It's not just kemavushal le'inyan bliya. Is it really kemavushal al pidin regarding the part of the ma'achal etzchutz le'mekfisha, regarding dam shekavsha, regarding bishul b'shabbes, different halachas, and then the rav. Had a beautiful Einfeld. He said, maybe we should distinguish between different types of kavush. Maybe if it's kavush yom shalem, then we'll say it's kemavushal mamish. If you say like that, then le'inyan Shabbos, you're never going to have a kavush that's mevushal min haTorah. Right? Because by Shabbos, by definition, it can't be kavush yom shalem. Because if it's kavush yom shalem, it's not Shabbos anymore. Right? So if you'll take this approach, then the Rambam clearly didn't take this approach. Right? If you hold, the Rambam may not have taken the approach anyway, but if you hold like the placey that the Rambam holds kavush kemavushal is a daraisa on Shabbos, obviously he must hold, even if it's less than Yom Shalom, it's going to be daraisa. Because if it's Yom Shalom, it can't be daraisa on Shabbos, by definition. Shabbos is only 24 hours. Right? Even if you have a Tosefta Shabbos, okay, whatever. Right? Tosefta Shabbos, you can have an Isser, a Melacha because of Tosefta. It's done with that, right? Dr. Rav, maybe you should distinguish between kavush yom shalem or kavush for a lesser time. Kavush b'tzir for a lesser time might be mavliya b'kulo, but it's not going to be pinu kibishul. And therefore, if you salt the basar afterwards, the taka will save it and the dam is going to come. Okay, anyone who didn't take the exam, back